minimalist. And so I just urge you to call. It's only $60 for that pledge. Is that correct?
I see 90, but...
Oh, is it 90?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you do that as a monthly deduction, that's $750 a month. So that's really easy to set up. You don't actually have to have a penny in your pocket right now, but if you know that you'll have it at the end of the month, every month, it'll come out of your checking, it'll come out of your credit card, whatever works for you. It's really easy to set up, but we need to make the match right now. We've only got a minute to go.
It's actually Please 60, call. You guys.
Oh, great.
For
Even
the Milagro
better.
Tickets.
So do give us a call, and you can help us raise that goal. 877-500-5266. We've got Tennessee Williams, A Streetcar Named Desire, African-American production of it at Portland Center Stage for a $100 contribution to KBOO. Do it right now and help us make this match. 877-500-KBOO.
The only reason there's arts and culture programming on the Portland airwaves is really because of you, dear listeners, who are supporting KBOO, and because of the stalwart work of people like D-May Roberts, your ambassador on Tuesdays for quite some time now. It doesn't make her old. It makes her seasoned and experienced. It means that you have real wisdom on your behalf. And that's why we're asking you to call 877-500-KBOO. It's authentic. This morning, you get to hear from Bernie Sanders and D-May Roberts and Thomas Frank and about Father Berrigan and all sorts of rich voices weaving a tapestry of truth. That's why you're calling 877-500-KBOO.
You know, actors and performers around Portland really vie to get onto stage and studio, and it's a show that's well-renowned, not just in Portland, but around the country. Please give us a call. Support this program and the many programs that we have that are produced by volunteers right here in our Portland studios. Help us make the match. Call right now. We are getting close, but we are trying to raise $500 right now. 877-500-5266.
And a special thank you to the anonymous donor who has supported this show last week and this week. Thank you so much for supporting that. And I hope we do get the $500 match. Call now one last time, 1-877-500-5266. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm D-May Roberts. Thanks for joining us on this membership drive show.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the United States premiere of Liza, 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 produced by Triangle Productions. The play runs from May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza in Portland. Join Liza Minnelli at three different stages of her life, often all on stage at the same time, with plenty of songs, backstories about the iconic and troubled daughter of Judy Garland, with a bit of dancing and prancing and much humor among the frightening tales of drink, drug abuse, broken legs, strokes, and hip replacements. Again, that's Liza, 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 May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The music you're listening to is DJ Skriller from Portland's own label Zam Zam Sounds. This is your host, Andre Middleton, and you're listening to KBOO Art Focus. As you probably know, this is Pledge Week here at KBOO, so thank you for joining us today. We've got some special treats that we're going to hopefully pledge away to you. And today in studio, I have my guest, Shayla Lawson. Hello, Shayla. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing quite well.
Great. Before we get going with our interview, Shayla's an amazing poet, a recent member to the Portland community. But first off, I wanted to talk about some local art news that's going to be happening over the course of the next month or so. We Take Holocene is going to be having an all-female hip-hop review showcase, third year in a row, maybe the fourth. That's going to be happening on May 25th down at Holocene. Glenn Waco, local MC, Mike Capes have been there in the past, so he always puts on an amazing show. Hope you all can make it. Check it out. Once again, it's We Take Holocene at Holocene, all-female hip-hop show happening on May 25th. In fact, in addition to that, I know that our own Mike Crenshaw is going to be doing a show at Anaris on Saturday, May 21st. That's going to be another hip-hop show, all ages. That show's going to be all ages, happening over Norris and St. John's. A lot of things happening in the hip-hop scene these days. A lot of great things are happening. And then, last but not least, Friends of Noise is going to be having an all-age show on May 22nd, which is a Sunday, over at the Los Prados Event Center. That's going to be an all-age show. It's going to be Due to Funk Review. There's going to be a variety of young MCs. We're going to try and mix it up this time. It's going to be an all-age show, no alcohol. This is not a mixed show, and it's going to be a real live all-age show. So we hope you guys can keep an eye out for that. Please feel free to look up all three events on Facebook. That's right. That is Mike Crenshaw Show at Anaris on May 21st. That is a Friends of Noise show at Los Prados Event Center on May 22nd. And then We Take Holocene 3 at Holocene on May 25th. Thank you all for joining us. Before I forget, I want to make sure that I remind everybody that we are in the midst of our Pledge Week. And we're going to have some special speeches and things to be heard about why it's so important to pledge and support your local radio station here at KBOO. Really, really appreciate it. Well, let's get in with the interview. And Shayla, welcome to KBOO. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Excited.
Okay. So before we get started, can you give our listeners a little bit of a background about what, a little bit of bio? Give us a little bit of bio about yourself.
I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm a member of an organization called the Afro-Latin Poets. So I do a lot of work with regional identity that revolves around coming from the South. But I wanted to try out the West Coast. I think it's really funny because before I even moved here, I noticed that anytime I would try to spell Portland, my autocorrect would change it to Poetland. And that's kind of how I feel that
apropos.
Portland is.
Apropos.
And that's definitely how it's been for me. It's just been an incredible community of writers and literary people. And I needed that. I needed to find that kind of a community where I could continue to see my work blossom. And it's been wonderful.
Well, I have to say, I was thrilled to hear that because obviously I think Portland can use a woman of your talents.
Oh, thank you.
We met, I want to say for the first time, might have been maybe a month and a half ago at the Gentrification is Weird event at
yes.
C3.
Uh-huh.
And it was great to be able to sit around a fire and talk with fellow brown people, fellow black people, POC. I think that there is a bit of a new renaissance for people, for artists of color in Portland.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's been really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you here today? Why did you say, Andre, I want to be in your show? Why are you here today?
So I have a new book coming out. It is called Pantone, which I'm super excited about. And thinking about that idea of color, Pantone comes from the ordering system that uses an international standard for giving colors numbers.
Oh, like those chips that I
see.
Yeah,
exactly. Gotcha. Yeah, those cards. So the book will actually be printed as cards, which I think is going to be really cool. You can access pre-orders for the book on my website, shaylalawson.com. And I was dealing with that idea of how we perceive color, what would happen if colors could talk to you, and then also the notion of being a person of color and then how that affects my perception of color. So there's lots of wonderful things happening in terms of color and universality with the text, and I'm super excited about it. Today, I'm going to be sharing also from my first book, A Speed Education and Human Being, which deals with that as a topic. Education that is human being.
Thank you so much. And in fact, even though we're going to be tossing to it soon, I want to let you know that we're actually going to be offering 3 signed copies of her book, A Special Education in Human Being, as part of our pledge drive. So you'll be not only able to hear a little excerpt from that, but you'll be able to get a copy as well.
Right.
We're about a minute away from that. And so before we go to our pledgers or our pledge drive folks, I just wanted to mention something about what you just said about Pantone and color.
Mm-hmm.
It always shocks me when people talk about how they want to live in a colorblind society.
Mm.
You know, I can't imagine a colorblind society. There's such a spectrum of experiences and color and people that would just become a big gray goo.
Yeah, and there's even so much of a spectrum within gray itself. We'd be taking so much away from our experience if we lost the ability to perceive color and even the ability to perceive color differently. I think what was wonderful for me about working on Pantone was starting to look at experiences that were outside of mine, experiences that might cater to people of color, that might cater to people that are not people of color, that cater to people who express themselves in different genders. And how I could start to learn empathy through my relationship to color. So there's a lot that color offers us, in addition to just the wonderful sensory spectrum that it is.
Great. Well, one thing that KABU offers us is some great programming. So we're going to toss it back to our fundraisers and our pledge guides, and we'll talk to you again in about 3 minutes. Take care.
Ah, thank you so much. What a privilege to be here on the last day of the spring membership drive and inviting people to get involved and be tuned in. 877-500-KBOO is the number to call. And we do have copies of A Speed Education in Human Being for a $60 gift. And that is only $5 a month when you call 877-500-KBOO. We are looking to raise around $18,000 now, between now and midnight. And so many of you are listening to these real voices, authentic voices. I mean, find me another radio show that's bringing you poetry, that's bringing you Bernie Sanders, that's bringing you What's the Matter with Kansas, that's bringing you climate change, that's bringing authentic voices from the community, by the community, for the community. And then, if you can't find them, then maybe just come on board and call us, 877-500-KBOO. You give for your reasons, not for ours. But let me remind you some of the reasons. I mean, would it be worthy of your support for an electronic bulletin board of social change? Would that be worth your support? Would democratic organization be worth your support? Would withstanding the test of time be worthy of your support? Would diverse voices woven together for the purposes of truth and education rather than for selling tchotchkes and gugas, would that be worth your support? 877-500-5266. I have a couple of phone lines open, and I would love to give away some copies of this book by Shayla Lawson, A Speed Education in Human Being. Won't you call right now? 877-500-KABU. Yes, Andre, come talk to me.
I just want to let you know that Shayla is in the studio today. She's not only going to read a bit from this book, but she's going to sign the copies that we're pledging away today as well.
Fabulous. In fact, maybe people would come and pay their pledge in person, right? And come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and meet Shayla and get involved and join KABU and call us if you can't do that, 877-500-KBOO.
Oh, I'm back on. Thank you so much. Well, hey, Shayla, thank you for joining us again. I didn't realize 3 minutes would go by so fast. Sorry for the couple of seconds there. Shayla, would you please regale us with an excerpt from your book?
All right. I'll do a little bit of a poem called The Five-Piece Hustle. I'll have to apologize in advance because I don't always nail this poem. It's a little bit difficult to read, as you'll see. So this is called The Five-Piece Hustle. Put on your coat, I am a lightning bolt. I'm superhero sly, I'll swoop down from the sky, and I will fly through the trees like a curly breeze, make the cameraman a cough from my boss disease. I'm a horn at the helmet, the bright red freeze, turn the blight signal on and call on me. I got your cape and tights, just call me Mighty Mouse. Put on your coat, I am a lightning bolt. I sweep your crime scene clean. I'm your detective glove. You're asking who does it be like you don't know Lee. Got the bullet, the horn at the right at feet. Got my run private vibe, picking all debris. Run them across, that'll give you the third degree. Break down your DNA, for I am clinical. Put on your gold, I am a lightning bolt. I shake them canyons dry, just call me Valley Wide. Who echo down to the old from a gust so cold, kink down for the rider, like spawn fish roar at the earth, like the end of a Midwest road, sparkle blink like the dew on the disco floors. Preserve my rockin' plains, I'm nature wonderful. So that is...
outstanding. What was the title of that again?
That is The Five-Piece Hustle. I did 3 out of 5.
Of The Five-Piece Hustles.
Of The Five-Piece Hustles.
So I'm looking at this book, and... it is an experience.
It is.
It really, really is. Folks, obviously, you can't see this, but perhaps you can if you pledge $60 today. But if you were here in the studio, you would be holding, looking at a book that is filled with text. Texture. The words have texture. The words have form. It is an explosion of a multi-dimensional experience.
Yeah, so what we did for a speed education is it's kind of the experience of living in a journal, which a lot of us as artists do. So the poems appear with pieces, with collages, with pieces of text that would have shown up in my journal. And also just playing around with the way that form works. So the poem that I just read obviously has a lot of sonic elements to it. So then how does that start to show up on the page? So it looks kind of kooky when you're looking at it on the page, because there's a lot of stuff that we're doing with white space. That when I say we, I mean me and my publisher, Surya Hearst Press, for this book did with white space, in order to try and encapsulate that thinking of poetry is more than just a straightforward or archaic art form.
And, you know, and that's just, I love that you put it that way, because I remember learning about poetry and learning about iambic pentameter, mm-hmm. and learning about the form and having the form take precedent over what we were trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to conform what we were trying to say, what we were trying to feel, into the structure. Mm-hmm. And I love that you're saying, you know, it's not about the form, it's about what's being said. I love the change in cadence. I love the speed. I love the slowness. I love the repetition. It was, it reminded me of the experience that I felt when I go to like to a slam poetry festival, mm-hmm. or if it, where you've got all these different people who are blowing up the form. They're bringing their own perceptions, their own timing. Have you done slam poetry? Is that something that has contributed to your willingness to have fun with this form, with this book, this page, this space?
I think a lot of what's influenced my desire to explode form is the fact that I studied architecture. So I was an architect. I was a practicing architect for a while, and having the design background made me start thinking about the idea of the formal differently. So my work is very formal in the fact that it uses form. But for instance, instead of working in iambic pentameter, I work a lot with anapests, which are the opposite. And because we've got with an iambic pentameter, you're working with the sound that's closest to the heartbeat. I usually like to flip that. I like to turn it around, which is a little bit close, especially if you look at something like Five Piece Hustle, it's a lot closer to maybe a scat form. But I'm constantly revisiting the idea of what something formal looks like. So with Pantone, it's an entirely different project, and it's entirely, they're all prose. They're all done as prose poems. They're basically short stories. They're also kind of dramatic monologues, because it's the idea of each color taking on a story and talking about what the experience of being that color is like. So I'm constantly looking at ways that form shows up in different things. Pantone, for instance, it was nice that you have the regularity of a card, the regularity of a square shape, and what can you fit in that? And with a speed education, it's kind of like, what can you fit in the value of being a human being? And a lot of us are working with the sound of different heartbeats. We are each have our own individual cadence that we live our life through, and trying to make the text mirror that.
Nice. So once again, before I forget, where can people find your work? I want to make sure, whenever I have artists in here, I want to make sure they are telling people about how to access them. Where do people find your work?
Absolutely. It's easy to find a lot of my work in print and on the web, but probably the fastest place to get to any of that is going to my website, shaylalawson.com.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. And I'll make sure that we add that to our Facebook page. You know, you can find a lot of information not only about the artist, about our guests, but about KBOO Art Focus on our Facebook page. Just look up KBOO Art Focus on Facebook and you'll find it. We've got about a minute before our next break. So how do you feel Portland has embraced Shayla Lawson?
Portland's been amazing in terms of the opportunities for community. I mean, we have such erudite readers here, and people are so concerned about maintaining a presence for the literary that I get contacted quite often.
Excellent.
to do different things. I'll be reading tonight for Octopus Books, birthday party at Mississippi Studios. I won't be reading my own work, but I'll be sharing stuff from Octopus Books from their press.
What time does that start?
That'll start at 6 o'clock tonight. Okay. Well, the doors open at 6 o'clock and the show starts at 7.
Okay. And do you know what you'll be reading?
I haven't decided yet. I'm in between a couple of different poets. I've been looking at some CD-Write. I've been looking at some chat books that they've printed out. And I'm still trying to make a decision, but I will by this evening.
Great. Well, I hope all of our listeners are making the decision to pledge to participate in our pledge drive. So I'm going to toss it over to our pledge masters right now.
Thank you so much, Andre and Shayla Lawson. This is really fabulous. As someone who plays with words myself, I'm deeply impressed with this work. And I know that many people who are listening right now on this very last day of our spring membership drive, and we're asking you to make sure you've done a little bit to support real voices, bringing real information, real ideas, real creativity out into the world and into your homes. And we're asking you to call with a little bit of that support, 877-500-KBOO. We're under $17,000 to go between now and midnight. We're making great progress, and we're asking you not to give up now, to keep going, because of the thousands of you who are listening. We know probably only hundreds have made the call. That's not a guilt thing. That's just to give you the real info like we always do. When we ask you to call 877-500-KBOO, Andre, you said something so wonderful. They value the content over the form. Now, we like to think we value both here, but I'll tell you what, when push comes to shove, it's the information that trumps, if you'll forgive the expression. And that's one of the reasons that listeners have come to rely on KBOO. Maureen from Northeast Portland relies on KBOO, and Rhea in Northwest Portland got some tickets. It's Ticket Tuesday today, and Shabbat in Northwest Portland supports KBOO and got some tickets as well. And we are so grateful. 877-500-KBOO.
You know, I think we still have one more pair of tickets for Streetcar
Neighborhood. Yeah,
good, we try and share a lot of information through that.
Oh. Is it us?
Oh, we're back on?
Is a Streetcar Named Desire. Tickets are still available. We have one pair left at the Portland Center Stage. That's a $60 contribution, $5 a month. For $5 a month, you could also get A Speed Education in Human Being by Shayla Lawson, that book that you're hearing about. You could give online at kboo.fm, as Polly in Beaverton did and Emma in Portland. Thank you so much. We want you to become a monthly sustaining member today. $10 a month will add $120 towards our goal. We are working our way towards that $25,000 goal by midnight tonight. And that is to end our drive on a high note and having raised the $120,000 for our membership drive. You know, Justin talked about feeling guilty. I talked to a woman on the phone the other day that said, you know, I really love KBOO, and she shared some public affairs topics with me. We discussed what's on KBOO, and really she cared about the issues. And then I said, well, have you ever been a member? And she kind of guiltily said, well, no, I've never been a member, but I'm a supporter. And that's okay. It's okay. If you've never been a member, you're a listener, you love what you hear, you want to support, don't feel guilty. Just give us a call. We are welcoming. We won't blame you for having listened for 20 years and never calling. Call right now, 877-500-5266.
It's collaborative, not competitive. And I meant that very sincerely, because we will continue our work of bringing, recruiting voices and bringing them to the air and bringing them into your home. No matter what happens, we're never going to give that up. But what we have learned over time is it's stronger with more hands helping lift it. And what we've learned is that you feel better when you're involved with it. What we've learned from psychology is that when we have a stake in something, it's more important to us. When we have a sense of ownership, when we feel that it belongs to us, when we know that it's about something and that it's important, then that speeds things along. And we're asking you to consider having that experience of ownership, of incentivization, to raise the stakes for yourself, for your family, for your community, and call 877-500-5266.
You know, you could also come on down to the station, 20 Southeast 8th. We've got a real party going on today, and it's going on until midnight. You know, from 8 until midnight, it's going to be great tunes spun by Takimba and then DJ Anjali and the Incredible Kid. We're going to have a dance party to end off this membership drive, and we're going to raise $120. $20,000. We are getting closer. We need your support. If you could give a $500 contribution, if you could give a $1,000 contribution, really, really a sustaining gift to your community. Maybe you're somebody who could do the $40 basic membership or the $20 low income membership. All of these add up to the budget for KBOO. This is how this station is funded. We don't get commercial funding. We don't get government funding. We are the station, the little station that could, and we are making it over that mountain today with your support. You know, we've got about 6 minutes left to raise $500. We need you to be the one to be the hero for this hour. Pick up a Speed Education in Human Being for just $5 a month. Shayla Lawson, in this book, it says she skillfully defines being human as giving thanks to the nuclear and extended family and making a sincere effort to understand, honor, and be closer to those things that are greater than ourselves. Lawson turns language and vision upside down, takes our hand, and fearlessly leads us to witness. One of the great up-and-coming poets, Shayla Lawson, that book could be yours for just a $5 a month contribution to KBOO. 877-500-KBOO. Call right now.
Well, thank you so much for that great call to action. I'm sorry about my own little blurb in the middle of all that. Shayla, would you mind telling us a little bit more about your process? I mean, I'm a visual artist, and I do a lot of work with video, and I try to make layers. But there's so many. This piece is so dense. There's so many layers to it. Can you tell us a little bit about your process?
I definitely think of poetry as a visual art form. Things definitely start in my ear. I'm often listening for places where I can steal things that I hear happening in the day. Language that's interesting, but at the end of the day, once it comes to the page, poetry becomes a visual art form because that's the way that we're experiencing it. And I love poetry because it's compressed, that you can take so many different pieces of a story and you can start to put that into a very small space.
Nice. One of the things that I love about poetry is the internal visualization that we get to make. I went to film school, and one of the first things we learned about editing was that a montage is basically two different images that are combined to create a third. Mm. And I love the notion that the work that I've gotten to see here today elicits such an internal process, an internal third image. Mm-hmm. How do you think your travels, because you've been around the country, I mean, you've been between the Midwest and the South and now up here in the Pacific Northwest, how have your travels impacted how you visualize the world?
Seeing the world has definitely impacted the way that I conceptualize the world. I spent a little bit of time living over in Europe as well. I lived in New York. I think a lot of what it does is it changes the way that I hear things, because I spent a lot of time in situations where I didn't entirely understand what was happening or understand the language, or even moving from one coast to the other, the ways in which people use language is so different. And so keeping myself an observer, keeping myself a tourist in different situations offers an opportunity for me to absorb information differently, and then figure out ways to make connections, create that montage between the experiences that I've had in different places and start to put that together to inform the work.
Right. Nice. Well, we've only got about 2 minutes left to the broadcast before we kick it back over to the pledge drive, but I want to talk a bit more about Pantone.
Can I read another poem?
Would you mind?
I would love to.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
thank
talking
you.
About that idea of a montage, I think this is a good poem to deal with that, because, so this is Pantone 11-0601-TCX, which means absolutely nothing, but it's kind of the gray that I see in teeth. And so this is a poem about kind of a connection between visiting the Smithsonian Museum and dealing with color. The last time I held a left canine, it was to impress a boy, lounging in the reading nook of a pristine library, a necklace my father kept, species unidentified. I told him they were human, made up some story about my bicuspids being the product of cannibals down ancestral lines. I'm wont to lie. This won't be the last thing I say to impress a Caucasian. I've never understood the definition anyway. So few of the caucus represented on this new continent, and the assonance always reminds me of Foghorn Leghorn stomping upon a pool of his own wet feathers. I'm 5 when my mother takes me to the Smithsonian, and I point at how the pygmies are arranged as if they are shooting spears at one another. She silences me because there is a Congolese couple nearby. Stop making fun of their culture, she says in a hard whisper. Her French tip nails leave an impression in my wrist. The Congolese split glances, shy away from our violence, their pearl mouths aglow, while nearby Scandinavians laugh with acknowledgement at what I noticed in my linen ignorance. It's true. It's true. They giggle, a bubble fills between their incisors and pops, and I feel like an exhibition. Instead of spears, I have one flesh finger pointing back from the glass, my own reflection. I wonder when my mother says there instead of our. I wonder how it works when you kick your first albino coat or get kicked in the molars.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Folks, can we please give a big round of applause? I know you can't hear. We won't be able to hear you, but thank you so much. Thank you so much. Everybody, that was Shayla Lawson, and this is the wrapping up of KBOO's Art Focus. We've got her book, A Speed Education of Human Beings, available with making a small pledge of $60. It's $5 a month through our pledge lines. This is Andre Middleton. I'm your host. We're going out to DJ Skrilla from from Portland's own Zam Zam Sounds. Take care. Peace. Much love.
Thank you, Andre.
Thank you, Shayla.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners for donating food to our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by an anonymous donor. Lunch was provided by Bamboo Grove, located at 515 Southwest Carolina Street. Dinner was provided by Kuya's Cuisine at the Filipino American Center of Portland, 8917 Southeast Stark Street.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pan-African Film Series. This month, May 18th at 6 p.m., will be a message